Unit 20. Hamavdil ala kois tzarech lichnois the sukkah lahavdil sham. When a person makes Havdalah over a cup of wine, he needs to go into the sukkah to make Havdalah there, because throughout the year he makes Havdalah in his home. A person may eat a temporary eating outside of the sukkah, but even a nap, a temporary sleep, one is not able to do outside of the sukkah. Because there is no distinction when it comes to sleeping between a fixed sleep and a nap. Because sometimes a person only dozes a little bit, and that's sufficient enough to be considered sleeping. And therefore, for that person, that would be considered as a fixed sleeping. Shechayev lekanes the sukkah b'shvila, that a person is obligated to do so in the sukkah. But mekaymes hakarim, in very cold places, sheyesh tzar lishan b'sukkah machmas hakar, where there is pain to sleep in the sukkah because it is too cold. Ve'in lo karim v'kasto is karoyin, he does not have sufficient coverings and blankets to cover himself. Ein tzarach lishan b'sukkah, he's not obligated to sleep in the sukkah. Ba'fil yesh zakarim ela sheyev shaloy lachin lahem makim b'sukkah. Even where he does have enough blankets, but he doesn't have a place to keep them in the sukkah, l'chol shivas yimei achag, for all of the 7 days of Yom Tov, b'inyan sheyitzdarach l'trech l'yitzian me'asukkah b'shas achila, and it would therefore be in a way that he has to take them out of the sukkah when it comes time to eat, b'lachzer lachnisam be'is hashina, and then bring them back into sukkah for sleeping, b'yitircha yiseira u'mitzdar b'tircha zu, and this is an excessive tircha which causes a person anguish. That if he had the same type of pain in anguish in his house, he would not do so, he would not dwell in his house. He is not obligated to dwell in the sukkah. Because any person who is suffering from sitting in the sukkah becomes exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Nowadays, people are lenient with regards to sleeping in the sukkah. Only those people who are very careful in mitzvahs sleep in the sukkah. There are those who explain, based on the fact that a person who is married is obligated to rejoice with his wife on Yom Tov, and women are exempt from being in the sukkah. And therefore, if the person does not want to go into sukkah to sleep because he does not want to separate from his wife, this is considered a mitzvah because he is rejoicing with his wife on Yom Tov. And whoever is involved with one mitzvah becomes exempt from other mitzvahs. And therefore you'd be exempt from sleeping in the sukkah at night time. Even if his wife is impure, and therefore they would not be permitted to have intimacy. Nonetheless, it's considered rejoicing with his wife, being together with her in the same room either way. Nonetheless, he should have a sukkah for himself, which is in a way, therefore, that he can sleep with his wife together in the sukkah, and therefore keep both mitzvahs at the same time. If a man marries a virgin, 2 or 3 days before sukkahs, in a way that the 7 days of Sheva Brachos continues into sukkahs, because we don't marry on Yom Tov itself, so therefore was talking about where he got married beforehand. So in earlier times, where the custom was that during the 7 days of rejoicing, the chasan and kala would seclude themselves in a special room made for this purpose, and no one else would go into them, except at the time when they want to rejoice the chasan and kala, or to eat or drink together with them. And this room was called a chupa. The chasan and the shushvinin, the ones who bring him to the chuppah, And all of those who are members of the chuppah, i.e. that they come to eat together with the chassan, are all patur from the sukkah. Kol shivas yimei amishta, for the 7 days of the rejoicing. And therefore they're allowed to eat and drink and celebrate outside of the sukkah. In this place, this room, which is called the chuppah. Because one cannot fully rejoice a chassan and kala while in the sukkah. Because the ikar simcha is in this specially designated room, the chuppah. Which is the main place where the chassan and kala dwell for this week. The place where they are there privately. One cannot make the primary sitting place of the chassan and kala inside a sukkah. Because sukkah only has three walls. And is open on the fourth side. Therefore the chassan would be embarrassed to be intimate together with his wife in a sukkah which is open. And therefore nowadays, when the custom is to make four full walls for the sukkah, even the chassan is obligated in the sukkah. We've already explained that a person can eat a snack, a temporary eating outside of the sukkah. And what is a temporary eating? Kebeya. This is the size of an egg volume. Because sometimes a person will have a mouthful of food outside of his house, and therefore mloy piv hu kebeitza, and the full mouth equivalent is the equivalent of an egg volume. She'ein beis ablim machzik yosef mikabeya, because a person cannot swallow more than an egg volume. So therefore, just as in outside of the house he would eat up to an egg volume, so too out of the sukkah he is allowed to eat up to an egg volume. When does this apply? But pass with bread, hasui mechameshes haminim, which is made one of the five types of grain, or betavshe also mechameshes haminim, or from a cooked type of dish, which is made of these five grains. But other types of foods, and one does not need to say fruit. So for meat, eggs, fish, etc., and for sure fruit, even if he's eating a lot of them, even if he's making a fixed meal on these types of foods, he may eat them outside of the sukkah. Because even if a person eats these types of foods in a fixed way, it is only considered like the equivalent of a snack on bread. A person may drink any drinks, even wine, outside of the sukkah. Even if he's drinking more than a revius. If a person wants to be strict on himself and not to eat or drink anything out of the sukkah, even water, this is praiseworthy. When is this? This is only if he's drinking in a temporary way, then he is exempt. But if he is making a fixed setting to drink wine, or shar mashkin, or another beverage, shederach likfoy aleim, which it's the way of people to make a fixed gathering to drink on, kugoin mei dvash v'sheichar, such as honey wine or beer, which people get together to drink without a meal. This needs to be done in the sukkah. Now, Acharonim discuss whether this would apply with drinking coffee as well. But in this case, whether he's making a fixed gathering for drinking, so the drinking he would not make a bracha leisha besukkah, because drinking is secondary to eating. And when a person eats in the sukkah in the morning and makes the bracha leisha besukkah, that covers the drinking he's going to do in that sukkah throughout the day. So too the leisha besukkah he makes on eating in the morning also covers the sleeping or the leisure that he's going to do in the sukkah throughout the day. She'ein tzarech levarach alein, for those things he does not make a separate bracha. She'afili yetzeh chutz the sukkasei achar achila, even if he goes outside of his sukkah after he's eaten, v'hiv sekar bebein achila l'ashtia v'shine v'tiu, and there's a long interruption of time between his eating and the later the drinking, resting, or sleeping or leisure. Because makam nonetheless, kibin shekulam nishachim utfeilin la'achila, she'ikar mitzvah sayishiv besukah, bircha chasa'achila paitartan. Since they are all something which follows, and therefore a secondary to eating, which is the main mitzvah of yishiv besukah, so the bracha, of, they said, of the food is makes them exempt. Even when a person were to drink or to sleep or to stroll in the sukkah before he's eaten, nonetheless, still, ain't tzarech levarech, he does not make a bracha leishiv besukah, lifi shehem tefillin la'achilin shachrem, because they consider secondary to the eating which he's going to do later.